don't want what we know out there.
How a person can go from really almost nothing to becoming a millionaire by owning rental properties.
He would always buy these flip houses, and I just remember thinking, this guy is crazy. Why would he buy that house?
In the past decade, there's been a huge surge in the peer-to-peer short-term rental market.
Become an insider. So you have to know the rules before you get the game.
Every second counts. So make every second count.
Welcome to the Real Estate Jam. Whether you're just beginning or the best of the best, we're glad you're here. We will share successes, failures, and strategies for the action-taking real estate investor. And now to your hosts, JD and Melissa.
Hey guys, welcome to Real Estate Jam podcast. I'm JD with my wonderful and talented co-host.
Hello, JD.
Melissa. And
how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
We've been busy this week. I've been getting stood up on a lot of appointments this week, so I'm a little bitter about that. But I was able to get in the house today, and I'll be posting it on Facebook here before too long. I'm super excited to introduce you guys to Stephen Whiting. He's the co-CEO of Street Text, and that's a real estate ad tech company. And Stephen, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I'm glad that you could make time for us. Thanks for being here, man.
No, I'm pumped to be here. Thank you very much, and great to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Well, I'm hoping, you know, I know that a lot of our audience isn't going to know about Street Text, isn't going to know about you. So can you kind of give us a rundown of where you came from, how you got into this, and what you guys are doing over there now?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I would agree that most probably of your audience, we're more on the residential side, although there are some investment opportunity or investment ad ideas on Facebook and Instagram as well, which we can talk about. So we're an ad tech platform. We connect to both Facebook and Instagram. We have made it super easy to run effective ads and remarketing through those platforms. Plus, we aggregate all the data, which we'll get into in a minute, which is really good because if you've never run an ad before or you've run some ads and you've ever run into like issues on how the ads perform, or is my ad working good? How is somebody else's ad working? You know, we answer all of those questions in our platform. And we also give a lot of proven creative that makes it really simple to get those ads out there. And then we also just show you what to look at. I mean, when you're in the ads manager, not only is it changing all the time, which is super confusing.
Sure.
You get all these little issues that show up all the time, which is a pain. But also, there's so much to look at. Like, how do you know if your ad is really working well or not? And our system, we feel like we've done a good job of helping make that easy for everyone.
Yeah. Well, I am super curious, and we have these conversations all the time. And one of the things you said strikes me is like, we'll talk about what to pay attention to. Every time we've ever talked to any Facebook marketing ad agencies, anybody, they always talk about, hey, we can get your impressions up. We can get your impressions up. And to me, as an investor, as somebody who's putting money into these, not just the ad spend, but the ad management too, to me, why should I care about impressions at all? Like, impressions doesn't put money back into my pocket. Why do I give a shit about impressions?
Yeah, that's actually really interesting to say that to you. And I think it's probably because it's the easiest thing for them to control, right? Like, they can kind of show you impressions. But I agree with you. I think it's almost, that's a little bit like a bus ad or a billboard, or, you know, you're getting lots of impressions, but at the end of the day, am I really getting an ROI or return from that? Yes. And so we actually don't show you very much on the impression side. We show you, how much are you paying? How many leads are you getting? How many of those leads are re-engaging with you? And ultimately, what is it costing to actually do a deal? So, and out of all the ads that you look at, when you close on a transaction, which of those ads and which ads assisted to help you close that transaction? I think that's much more valuable in the long run when you're looking. Because the other thing is, you sometimes do lose sight a bit. You know, it can be hard. You've maybe generated a few hundred leads. You've been running all these ads. But unless you know which ad actually brought you the lead, you know, you might think, oh, that one never worked, but actually it did. It just took maybe 3 months to turn into something, or 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I like to hear that. I guess I equate impressions to like when we send direct mail, the calls that we get back in, or how many people are seeing that. Well, you can call in to tell me, hey, I want to sell my house, or you can call in to tell me, hey, never talk to me again. Both of those are an impression, but one of them's more valuable than the other. Okay. So I guess the next question I have is, you know, a few years ago, running ads on Facebook for real estate was like, hey, I can drill it down to this exact type of person, this exact avatar, and I can go out and hit 500,000 of them. I know I'm going to get leads. Mm-hmm. Now we're in this protected class, or we have, we're a special category where we can't target that. So I'm wondering, what are you guys seeing for real estate advertising and how you are targeting people? Or are you just blanketing and then capturing those leads and then retargeting them?
Okay, three answers to that, but they'll kind of build onto each other. So you're totally right about the housing category, big issue for sure. And Facebook over the last number of years, like the last two, has definitely done a better job of getting a bit better. They lost a lot of ground thanks to Apple, but they're getting a bit better with it. But so here's the first thing that you want to do, and you can do this with our platform or you can do this on your own. When you're targeting and you're running a Facebook ad, you're going to have that 50-mile radius, right? Big, big area. Keep in mind that there's a lot of different people that live there. And because you can't now drill down and be super specific about the targeting, you're relying on Facebook a lot to determine who the audience is. And so this is what you want to do. And it's a little bit counterintuitive, but it really works. And it's built into our platform, but you can do it without our system too. You want to do a three ad split test. And what that essentially means is that you're launching the exact same ad with the exact same image, the exact same copy, nothing different. So not an A-B test, like the exact ad. And you're going to launch them all at the same time to that 50-mile radius. And the reason is that how Facebook works, and because we're a partner, how Facebook works is with those first 500 impressions that they go out, they're essentially looking with each one of those ads, and they're like essentially knocking all these people's doors and seeing how they're engaged with it and who that type of person is. And after about 500 interactions with your ad, and which can typically take about a day or so at about $7 to $9 a day for an ad. So it can take about a day. So that first 500 impressions, Facebook then determines this is the audience that we think is right for the ad. But meanwhile, you've got those other two ads doing the same thing. That's why we got three of them running. And so what we have seen is that over the course of about 24 hours, you will see a vast difference in performance in those three ads because it's a big area. So maybe you're getting leads for $12 with one of them, $15 for the other, and $3 for the last one. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you just turn off the two non-performers or the more expensive ones, and then you let the other one just continue on. Sometimes you do, you know, you get two that are doing really well and you can keep them both running. But this one single strategy alone has been an enormous reducer in lead price for our clients and for others that implement the strategy. And you wouldn't think it because you think you're competing with yourself by launching the same three ads, but it's exactly the opposite. Facebook is trying different audiences. They hone in on it. Then they create their audience. And then the ad actually it's actually throttled for the first 500 impressions. And after that, they then let it run to that audience. And so if you implement this one thing alone from this podcast, you will significantly drive down your lead price.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I think when we started running ours, we launched all of them at the same time, but we had different copy, different creative in each of them, and then just did that with the one. But I do like letting Facebook figure it out for you and just going with that one. So now I think, you know, maybe what we should try is take that one ad that did the best and then relaunch it three different times and let it go and see what happens.
Yeah. And then you can iterate on that ad, that one you said is working good. You can try some different copy, but you always want to, there's two parts. There's like, there's the creative and the copy that's going to work in the market. And then there's the audience that you're going to find within Facebook and Instagram. And those are two different things. And people don't realize that. They think it's just ad creative, but the audience is a big part. And when you can't control who you're targeting, you need to control it in other ways.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah. I guess my next question is,
well, do you want to know the other parts though?
Oh, yes, please.
Well, this is where it gets a little bit more technical, but it does matter as well. So what you also want to do is over time, when your deals are closing, you want to fire that as an offsite conversion event to a Facebook. The problem with real estate, unlike e-commerce is fast, right? People are buying things. They're buying things in a fairly short order. E-commerce companies are giving an enormous amount of data back to Facebook to say that this audience actually resulted in $700 for me or $300 for me or whatever else. But in real estate, you don't really have that. You know, sometimes your leads are a month out, 2 months, sometimes even a year, depending, yeah. Right? And the rest, you know, it can be all the way out there. So what you want to do, and our system again is, you know, we've designed it this way, but you can do it through tools like Zapier and other ways, but you want to, when a deal closes, you want to send that value of that transaction and who it was back to Facebook to your ad account. And if you don't do that, you're missing out on telling Facebook ultimately who the right people are for you. So back to now that three ad split test, Facebook's going to get better and better and better at finding the right audience immediately for you if you're giving them back that conversion data. That's a little bit more technical. It's not that hard to do. Tools like ours have it built in, but you should be doing it. It is really, really helpful.
That's a huge piece of advice that I've only heard just a small handful of people talk about that. And that's something that I think gets overlooked a lot. Because if you're not doing that, you're only telling them, hey, this person filled out a form or this person, you know, liked the post. That's it. That's as far as it goes.
And that's as far as they know. Facebook will never then know who out of those 10 leads they sent to you was really worth something to you and to your business.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that is great.
And then the third one would be remarketing or retargeting. And again, that's actually a lot easier than people think. But it's a great way now to focus in on the right people that you've already got. And we can talk more about that maybe on another part of your question, but those are the three parts that really help you drive your lead price down.
Yeah, I really like that. I think that's super, super insightful, super valuable information when it comes to running those ads. Now, that's great, and we're getting this awesome data. But I guess my question is, because one of the things we've ran into before is that our metro area doesn't have enough people to get to the certain level where it makes it, you know, like you said, it starts you out with those 500 impressions, but does it matter that our metro area or that 50 mile radius only has 40,000 people or 30,000 people? Do you see any problems?
No. I mean, that's a smaller audience for sure. So would you say it's about 30 to 40?
Well, we're in multiple different areas and we can only go 50 at a time. So total, yeah, we're looking at like 2 million people. But when we drop it down into a 50 mile radius, then it is smaller, partially because we're close to the coast. So half of that 50 mile right. radius is yeah. out in the yeah. ocean.
Disappears. So, yeah. I mean, and that makes total sense. But we've also seen like the three ad split test, the way that I was describing it, I would still do it. There's still enough people in there that they're going to be broken up a little bit. It's obviously going to be a little bit smaller than, you know, if you're hitting in San Diego or right in the middle somewhere, right?
Right.
But you would be surprised. You really would be surprised. Because remember, Facebook has so many data points on every single person, and they have segmented out all of us into all of these different audiences and segments of audiences and cross chains. And there's all this stuff going on behind the scenes of how they determine who they're going to show it to. And they're really making a big decision on the first 500 people. And so you think about 30 or 40,000 people, different people at different times are going to interact with the ads, and all of that's going to send different signals about how the ad's performing. And maybe even one of the ads will get a comment or a share or a like, in addition to some other signals. And you're just giving that creative a little bit more chance if you've got the three ad split test to see which one's going to really hit. And then just put your money behind the one that's working the best.
Yeah, I think the one that we have that's performing the best, somebody non-real estate related commented some controversial thing on the ad, and it was about, oh, this place is so backwoods. It's
the Redneck Riviera,
Lower Alabama, racist, yeah. yada, yada, yada. And then there was a whole bunch of people going on there defending that ad yeah. or defending the area. It was a picture of a map with an area circled, said sell your house in 30 days or something like that. But all of that activity has now gotten that ad to push out to so many more people. And it was just a fluke of luck that somebody happened to see it that would comment on it. And that's where I think 85% of our leads have come in off of that one ad that has 80 comments.
I had somebody say they see it every day, every day.
It's trending, right? Your ad is essentially, it's got so much activity that Facebook just gives it a score. Back in the day, they used to actually tell you the score, how well your ad was doing. They pulled all that out. Wow. They don't show it to you anymore. But essentially your ad would be like a 10 then, like a 9 or a 10. Got all this engagement, all those comments. And then they actually, what they do is they decrease your bid amount because they believe what they really want is you can have as many ads as you want, but if the ads are all dead and stale and nobody cares, they don't want to show them. Right. But if your ads have comments and engagement and likes, then they feel like, oh, let's push that one up. So you've got a good relevancy score on that ad. Actually, comments is a big one too, because you got to watch for comments, because every once in a while you'll have also a really good ad and you don't notice that you got a bad comment on it. Mm-hmm. And it'll suddenly your ad performance will start to tank. And you'll be like, why this ad was working so good. And sometimes you just need to go and either respond or clean it up or whatever else.
Yeah. And the other thing is, a couple of times we've had people say, oh, hey, I want to sell my house at 123 Main Street.
Yeah.
So I go in there and I find it, but then I hide that comment right away because I don't want other people to go in and contact them.
That's super smart, actually. That's really. Yeah.
But okay. So I guess now I'm interested if you could tell us more about what you guys are doing over there and how your business is operating to help people.
Sure. Well, if you don't mind, I can share my screen. I realize a lot of you are going to be just listening to this, so I will do my best to keep that in mind as I go forward, but I'll just share a couple things on the platform. So can you see my screen okay?
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm just in a demo account here. And as we were mentioning before, this would be sort of the main reason people come to our platform is they're looking for all these different ads. And I'm losing my voice for a second, but they just, they want to see how well they're performing. So if I hovered over this one here, this would be traditional real estate listing. I just want to list my home to get some new buyers, let's say, and I hover over it. Across North America, there's a ton of people you can see on the active there below. A ton of people are using this ad right now. And the overall aggregated cost for an email address and a phone number is about just around $4 as an example, which is pretty good considering that you've got a ton of money behind that particular ad. If I was to go down here, you'd see, let me just find some more like, this would be like a traditional, again, residential one. You know, what's your home worth in a particular area? You can hover over it. A ton of people are using this ad. And you can see here that your email cost is about $760, but your phone number cost is $21. But why would you use this ad over the one that had a better price? Well, you're targeting a different group of people. In this case, you're now focusing more on sellers. The other one is going to pick up buyers, which can also in many ways be a lot of sellers. But if you're focusing on a listing that's on the market for sale, probably you're going to find more buyers than sellers, right? But again, some of them have homes to sell. But in this case, it's much more seller focused. We've got ads that are, like downsize focused. Actually, even in the investing market, these ones can work good too.
Yeah.
You know, your downsize ad can be a good reason why somebody is motivated to potentially move. And so this one's sitting about $8. And so this is the first aspect of, I think, our product that people find really helpful. Now, if I was going to launch this ad, I could just click select. And you'll notice right away, in this particular ad especially, I can't change anything. I can't do anything. I could only change the image if I wanted to. I could upload my own or pick from stock. I'm hitting next. I'm putting in where I want to send people. I'll just put my website in here for a second. And I'm putting in where I want to target. Let's just say, for example, and again, you wouldn't do such a big area. I'm putting in Texas, and then that's it. I just hit deploy. And my ad goes live to Facebook and Instagram. I don't have to do anything else. It's just like that. It's really, really simple to launch. And you'll notice here's that three ad split test built in. If I just clicked, I want to launch three ads. For the first day, it'll actually spend three ads at $7. So it's $21 a day, but you don't keep that. You just pick the winner and then you go back to $7 a day. You turn off the other two.
And when you have this set up, is it running off of your personal Facebook page, your business Facebook page? Which is it? It's like Melissa has Melissa and then she has Melissa EXP agent. So are you able to run it off of either of those I don't know if it's a business page, but one's a business page, one's a personal page. Does that matter?
Great question. So you can run it. Historically, you could only ever run it off of a business page. And that's what 99% of people do. So you'd run it off of whatever your business page is, and you can control your own ad account, your own business page. Again, we don't take any of the ad spend either if you're using your ad account. It all just goes direct. Any dollar you spend goes directly to Facebook. But now recently, I don't know if you've noticed this, but you can actually convert a personal page to a business page, which never, ever existed before. So you can do it now. We can talk about that later if you like, but it's a way, I think there's so many influencers now that don't really, they just want to use their personal Facebook as a business.
Yep.
And you can actually do that now. You do have to go to a setting, you got to convert it. You can't go back. You can only convert it the one time, but then you can actually run ads and you turn all of your friends into followers. It's a totally different process.
Yeah, that's super cool. I did not know that.
Yeah. So yeah, you could do both, but it's, yeah, you guys convert your page over. But yeah, you can run any page you want. In this case, you can see if I clicked on Facebook pages, there's going to be, I got a bunch because I've, you know, over the years, I have people that are connected to me. I could change those different pages. You can use any page you want to run your ads. You could change the pages you run them as well. I was going to mention one more thing. Oh yeah. And back to the ads launching again, I showed you one that was very specific, but two things. One, other ads, you know, we can control what you customize. If I was selecting this one, I'll just hit something new here. This is just a demo account, but you'll notice here in this case, I can just now enter in. The only thing I can put in is like the location, let's just say. Or if you wanted, you can even click the customize button. And then what happens is then you can completely edit our ads. Mm-hmm. And you can even use AI. AI is built in. It'll like rewrite some different ads for you based on what's working. You can change the language. We've got a bunch of really cool copywriting styles that are pre-built in as well. So that's sort of the main reason people come to us is more on the lead gen side. And then we could talk about some of the other cool things the product can do. But I don't know if you have any questions on that.
I do. Oh, so say a lot of the agents have, you know, somebody who does their marketing for them. Can they also implement this in and not interfere with the marketing company that's doing their, you know, ongoing stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we have a bunch of agencies that use this tool because eventually it gets so much easier to launch ads through here. You can also launch completely custom ads through here too. So even if you're good at running ads on Facebook, you might want to just do them. You might want to eventually turn those ads into templates if you're launching them all the time, so you don't have to keep recreating them on Facebook.
Yeah.
To answer your question, yes, you can do that.
Sorry. Okay. So then the other question is like, so at eXp, we have KV Core. And so we can do somewhat things like this, but we can't change pretty much anything. And it doesn't really do really well at keeping engaged. And so I didn't know, like, I would love to know the cost in doing just something just at this level, just really at a very beginner level, what kind of cost would that be? Not counting your ad spend.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How much to run the platform?
Yeah.
If I'm correct with KV Core, and you can tell me if I'm wrong on this. I believe that you essentially pick a budget that you want to run behind something. You spend it, but you don't really see what happens with it. And they siphon off some of that for themselves and they send you some leads in with it. Is that right? Is that how it works?
Well, the kind where you can just boost a post, which is just boost a listing is what I'm talking about. And it's like $60 for this basic thing. It runs account for you and it, you know, people click on it, you can then contact them. The conversion is very, very low to nothing. Yeah.
And does it even use your business page?
No, not at all.
I don't think it does.
Not at all. Yeah. And that's why this would be so advantageous to a lot of our agents on our team.
Yeah.
Even the new ones who are starting out to help them get something going marketing wise.
Yeah.
Who don't have money for an ad agency that's helping them.
Yeah. Because typically an agency will charge you anywhere between kind of around $1,000 to $1,500 a month to run ads for you.
Right.
And so you can, but we, like I said, we have lots of agencies that use our tool because of how scalable it is.
Sure.
So typically a customer on our platform, depending on how long, like if they're paying annually or whatnot, but they're going to be anywhere sort of around $160 to $200 a month to use a tool like ours. Mm-hmm. But you're getting agency level power with, you know, software essentially. So you can do everything your agency would do, but you're going to get, and also the other thing with KV Core, if it's not using your page, back to the impressions thing, question again, you're missing out on the billboard component of the ads. Yeah. You're getting some leads, but you didn't get any of your brand out there.
Yeah.
Right. No, you didn't show totally your face. Agree. You didn't show who you were. You know, you got to be omnipresent. You want to be in front of your audience 24/7. And there's a whole nother remarketing aspect to our product as well, but you really, really want to make sure that as far as, especially you mentioned in your market, there's like 30 or 40,000 people in that area. There is no reason why you shouldn't be the number one person they think about. And you can run remarketing ads for an audience that size for like $1 or $2 a day. And you're in front of them all the time.
Yeah, that would be great. I would love that. Perfect. Okay. Sorry for my question.
No, that's a good one. Okay. So you said somewhere between 120 to 100.
Well, 160 to 200 a month. Is 160 typically.
To 200.
Yeah. I wouldn't say we might be a little bit too expensive for a brand new agent for sure. But our kind of, I would say the ideal customer for us that typically uses our product has a little bit of a database already, has tried to run some of their own Facebook ads, but they love how much easier it is to use our tool, or they've been using tools like you described. They've been using it through their CRM or something else, and they just want a lot more control over their marketing going forward.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in our market on the agent side, I think last year, Melissa's average sold house price was $700,000, and she did everything from a $13,000 lot to a $4 million beachfront property. So if it's an established agent that closes, you know, one deal a month, they can afford a tool like this to get them two or three additional clients every month, you know?
Yeah. And on that note, you really do want to, I'll go to the business planner for a second. Like, I think a lot of real estate agents forget sometimes too, just how much value is in a real estate transaction. Like for instance, you know, we work with some software companies like ourselves, like StreetTax, and they, you know, they're bringing in a customer that is maybe worth to them, say $500 for the year or $1,000 for the year. And they want to obviously keep that customer where and they're paying often more money for a lead than a real estate agent is paying for a lead. And they're getting somewhere between $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $15,000, $20,000, right? Like plus that person is going to refer you and probably in time will buy again or sell with you at some point, like the lifetime value, right? Yep. And so one of the things I like to show here, sorry, I lost my voice again here, is, you know, there's a couple of different ways that we tell agents to think about how they want to work with our platform. They can either optimize for revenue, or if some of them are a bit more budget focused, they can optimize around budget. But this is something good to keep in mind. Like if an agent wants to do an additional, say, $100,000 only from advertising, like they've got their own business, they want to do everything else, and their average client value is sitting around $15,000. You can see here, and then the lead to customer rate, we use the industry average, 1.5%, which basically means that like 98.5% of every leads you ever generate are going to go nowhere. Right. And even if you lower this, I'll just take it all the way down to 1%. So 99 of every 100 goes absolutely nowhere. And what our system will do is it'll kind of just show you, you know, this is how many leads you would then need annually if your lead cost is around $5. Our system, because it's a demo account, it's sitting at $5 here. If you run ads on our platform, this automatically updates. It actually shows you your true lead value and what you're really spending on your lead cost. So it calculates that in, but this is typically what people are spending roughly on our platform. It'll even tell you how much you need to spend then per year. So this is the crazy part. It's like you're going to spend $3,300 on ads to net $100,000 if only 1% of your leads close for you over the course of that year. And that's the part I think that people don't fully realize is just how powerful ads can be. I mean, and it's an unlimited traffic source. Like if you use it correctly, it's a tap. You can dial it up, you can dial it down. If you're busy, you want a little less, you can spend less. If you want, you need a little bit more business or you're growing your team, you can dial it up. And it's an incredibly powerful tool to use. And then maybe one other aspect I'll just point out here is this. This is, you know, when I said that the lead cost is about $5, we also break down what the value of each lead is to you, because you're gonna get a lot of no's before you get a yes. When you actually break down all of the leads, each lead is actually worth $150 in this case to you, which means that every phone call you do, you know, every touch point, every reach out, you can really tell yourself that like this is $100, you know, a minute value, if you will, as you're making all, you know, doing all these reach outs. to get to one of those seven that are going to convert over the year out of the 667 that eventually will turn into your $15,000 transaction and lead to your $100,000 in revenue. So I just want to point that out too, because
yeah,
I think ads is, you know, we call it like, is performance marketing more on the enterprise level? Like when people really think about it, it's a channel like any other channel, but if it's run correctly, it's, I think, one of the best channels you could ever implement, because it's so controllable. You can get really in front of the people you want to, and there's different techniques to obviously help do that today, even with some of the little less targeting, but you can also just, you can kind of like just put your feet into it. You know, you can spend just $5 a day and you can try some things, and you can, versus in the past, you might have to deal with an agency and put out $4,500 and hope and pray it's going to work. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. and not know why it didn't work. Mm-hmm. If it didn't work, that's the not having the data to show you what went wrong, I think is huge.
Yeah. And then, I'm talking a little bit about the product here, but one more thing I'll mention to you again, this is just a demo account, but so there'll be no numbers in here, but when the ads are actually running for you, you would then see all the metrics here that matter to you most. And so these are the only ones you should care about. You should be looking at what your lead price is, how much of your audience is re-engaging with it, and ultimately how the last 7 days are comparing to the lifetime. So that's a great way to know, like, is my ad is trending up and getting more expensive, or is my ad trending the same or trending down and getting cheaper? And, you know, we cover more of this in the product, I don't know if, I've talked maybe a little bit too much about the product, I feel like.
No, I don't think so.
Right? Super interesting. Yeah. Yeah. No, I love this. And I know that a lot of our listeners will really like this as well.
Yeah. Especially our agents. I can see where this product would work for investors looking for the, hey, we buy houses cash. Like we were speaking about before, we're running Facebook ads on our investment site and on our investment page, and it's doing pretty well, bringing us in some leads. But it's like this is like that on steroids. Like,
understand. Even this ad you're seeing here, like one of our partners is a company called iList, and so we were doing some cash offers with them because, you know, we integrate with a number of different tools. And here's an example of it. It was just their product plugged into our product. Mm-hmm. And it's just a cash offer valuation ad. Receive a cash offer in 2 minutes. And again, it's just a demo. But the people that are running this are getting great results.
Yeah.
You know, so it's easy enough to plug in. You know, for the demo call, I was actually showing people they could build their own. And I was even just using Canva. And I was creating like a quick, oops, sorry, this is the same one again. I'll show you another one. You know, like, there's so many tools out there that make everything so easy. Like I just did this in 2 seconds for a demo. This one we haven't actually run behind with any money, but you know, it's the same sort of creative, throw a quick little video in there and you've got an ad that all of a sudden is getting eyeballs and people are clicking on it and away it goes.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are pretty amazing. I really think that one, especially with like some of the new laws, text messaging is becoming a harder way to market for buyers and sellers, and finding these other avenues. You know, a lot of times SEO takes a long time to get going. Pay-per-click takes, depending on your area, takes a pretty significant budget, but this is a cheaper alternative to some of those online, and the leads coming in, they're still inbound leads. That person is looking at that, seeing it, clicking on it, choosing to click on it instead of me having to chase them down. So I know that they might not be as high quality leads as Google PPC, but they are still good leads, or at least the ones that we've got.
Yeah, and they'll probably be a little bit cheaper, you know, than what you're spending. The other thing you can also do, which I'm sure you've probably covered on your show, but it works really well too, is you can, because of the remarketing and the custom audiences, you could also just go and, I'm sure you have a big database of, you know, maybe potential sellers that might want to sell in your market and whatnot. And that also is a really, those are great campaigns too. You can just run them to that dedicated audience or include that audience with a broader audience as well. That can, sometimes the audience can get so narrow and so small that it's a little too expensive to target. But if you kind of blend them in, that can work really well too.
Yeah, that's a really, really good idea. Well, Stephen, if some of our audience wanted to find out more about you or more about your product, either connect with you or where should we send them where they can find out more about this tool and what you guys got going on over there at Street Techs?
Yeah, thanks for that. So you can come find me on Facebook. I spend so much time there. And because, I mean, we're always just, you know, tweaking it and trying to make that better. So yeah, find me on Facebook, Stephen Whiting. Or if you ever wanted to try the product or you're curious about it, you can always do a trial with Street Techs too. So you can come to Street Techs, do a 7-day trial. You don't have to spend any money with us. You don't have to give us a credit card, nothing like that. The only caveat is that you're still using your own ad account on Facebook. So if you're running some of the ads that we have available for you in trial, then you'll still spend money on those ads. But hey, I mean, you're launching some of ours. You can test it against what you've done on your own. Mm-hmm. And or learn a little bit more about how the product works. Also, if there's an ad that you want to run that's in trial that you don't have access to, just reach out to us and we can help you try that out too.
Awesome. I think that's great. Now, if somebody was a client, do you have somebody that's helping them or do they got to figure out, hey, how am I, is how often I'm posting these ads. This is what I'm doing.
I'm glad you asked. Wow. So first off, we have an incredible community of street texters inside. So I'm obviously a big Facebook group of people that are sharing ideas and helping. But we run a weekly mastermind every Wednesday. And it is one of the most, it's one of the most incredible meetings you'll ever attend. You are literally surrounded by some of the best agents and what they're doing. And they are just sharing their ideas. Like we have an incredibly collaborative community. And so if you could only attend one thing, you'd have that. In addition to that, we have all the weekly classes. So we have ad performance classes, you know, how to use the tool, remarketing classes, like you name it, we got it. Demos like A to B, A to C, I guess. And then the last thing is that if you just still like you want to use our product, but you just don't want to run any of the ads, then we do have some service as well. We have a kind of like our own in-house agency that can do it for you. Mm-hmm. Still at a fraction of the price an agency would, and they're using our tool and they're so good. And so if you're a bit of a, you know, larger, you know, you just don't want to mess with the marketing. You just love the tool and how it works. You just tell us the budget, who you're after, and our team will do the rest.
So really it works. If I have more money than time, there's a solution there. And if I have more time than money, there's a solution there.
Even if you've got more time than money, you should really still try out our product than doing it on your own. You'll just find it's so much easier to launch ads and know how well you're performing on our platform than if you're trying to do it on your own. And we also find that a lot of people, your lead price tends to go down on our system. So A/B test it, try your own ads, try us, see how it works. But people call it the secret sauce in street techs. Like somehow the lead price is better.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Stephen, we really appreciate you finding time. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm just pumped to be here. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening to The Real Estate Jam. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, check out our website, therealestatejam.com, or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at The Real Estate Jam. If you have any questions, feel free to drop us an email at therealestatejam@gmail.com. See you next episode.